Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's been hanging out with us now This is his 18th anniversary. How about that? Brad, happy anniversary.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure, pleasure to celebrate
18 years. How about that?
18 years. My gosh.
Yeah, we got all that information. We got your batting average, your on-base percentage, the whole thing. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest sales experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Author of I'm Not a Salesman, I'm a Salesman, not a PhD. Also, Munchies for Salespeople, and he's forgotten more about how to be a professional salesperson than most of us will ever know. Brad, thanks again for being here, and happy anniversary.
My pleasure, Jim, and happy anniversary to you, too.
Yeah.
If it's my anniversary, it must be your anniversary.
It must be mine. I'm having
exactly.
A bunch of these lately. Hey, Brad, one of the things that you and I both know is that if you're going to be in sales and you're going to be successful, you better have your cornflakes together. You better have some kind of structure, some kind of daily habits, as you call them, that you have I like the way you say it, that are non-negotiable.
Exactly.
Talk to us about that.
Well, I think that non-negotiable standards are those that just what it says. They are non-negotiable. These are things that absolutely have to be adhered to 24/7, 365. During the course of your business life. And just as a reminder, I was it was a store situation, and a lady bought a very expensive diamond, and I think it was about $17,000-$18,000.
Wow.
And I know I'm going to bring up one of your pet peeves here, but she said thanks very much to the salesperson, and the salesperson said, not a problem.
Oh, God.
And I about went ballistic.
Oh, man.
And it's so nice.
Did you say, it's a good thing Jim Blasingame's not here?
Exactly. I sure did. It's a good thing Jim isn't here because he'd do a tap dance on
smoke
your forehead, young lady.
That's right.
So having non-negotiables and having goals set, I think, are the cornerstone for being successful in no matter what business you're in. And, not having a goal set, not knowing a direction, not knowing where you're going, I think is a big mistake that many people make today, and not only individual people, but business owners as well, because I find so many business owners today aren't setting goals up for their staffs,
mm-hmm.
and whether they're millennials or whether they're baby boomers or they're somewhere in between, I think everybody wants to know what's expected of them, and I think that with goal set and with stretch goal set and then rewards for achieving stretch goals, we can get people doing some incredible things and accomplishing some incredible milestones. And you know as well as I do, and I've heard you say it before, that the human being is just an incredible machine and it can accomplish anything it wants to accomplish if it wants to accomplish it bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's the thing, bad enough. That's one thing that I want to ask you. Are you seeing, as you're training people across the country and around the world, are you seeing a difference in how the different generations are motivated?
You said, absolutely.
You
yep.
said you used the word reward. Are millennials do they think of reward differently than Gen X, and then Gen X differently than baby boomers?
Oh, absolutely. And they have this thing that they call quality of life issues. I mean, what the heck is that? We didn't have that, did we?
Well, except
we just worked our fingers to the bone.
We liked eating.
Well, the eating, yeah, that was a quality of life issue.
That was a quality of life issue.
No, but I think if you reward people with what's important to them, and no matter what generation, everybody has something that's important to them. For instance, maybe the millennials want a paid time off, or they want an added vacation day, or they want a preferred schedule, or you know, anything like that. And the only way we're going to find out that information is by golly sitting down and talking to these people, and then making sure that we set it up so that they can hit the things and achieve the things that they want to achieve.
Right.
And that's what good managers do.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, but even the best managers, the ones that are the best leaders and the best communicators and the ones who have the best plan and practices for helping their teams establish daily habits, even those people, though, the best ones have to have receptive ears. Right?
Absolutely.
They have to have people who actually are inclined to accept that. And we're going to talk about that after these messages. How do we make that happen? With our good friend Brad Huskin. IASTraining.com is his website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.